The best way to have a good idea is to have a lot of ideas. Linus Pauling, 2-time Nobel Prize winner. There are simple yet powerful creative thinking techniques that unleash the creative potential of groups to help generate lots of ideas. But what if you don't have the help of a group? The 21 Days to a Big Idea thinking program created by creativity guru Brian Matamor is designed to help individuals create a large number of ideas on an ongoing basis, from which one or two might well prove to be the big idea. The 21-day program is divided into 4 sections. Number 1, discovering your passion. Number 2, 5 creative thinking strategies for discovering idea opportunities. Number 3, 9 creative techniques for generating big ideas. And number 4, choosing and developing the best ideas. Even though the program is designed to be taken over a 21-day period, by devoting about an hour each day of creative thinking time, it doesn't have to be completed on consecutive days. Nor does it even have to be taken alone. It's easy to form a big idea club with coworkers, friends, or family to meet whenever you have an hour of time, maybe once or twice a month. To get started, you'll need a journal, your big idea notebook, to record your ideas. This will help you keep track of all the ideas that come out of creativity exercises you'll be using in the program. Day number 1, discovering your inventive passion. Take a moment to think about how you hope to feel when you finish this book summary. What will you be thinking? What will you have gotten out of it? Be specific. Now, take a moment to think about a success footprint for a new idea you want to create. Identify the characteristics of that successful idea that would make it a great idea before you know what the idea actually is. For instance, you might ask, what could my idea be worth? To whom might it most appeal? What could be its biggest benefit? Or even, where, when, or how might it work? Building a success footprint for an idea you've yet to create will not only help you judge the relative value of new ideas you do create, it'll also help you persevere until you find the one big idea that meets your original success footprint criteria. Day number 2, courting your passion. Create a list of arenas for new products, services, or business concepts you're passionate about. Try to write down at least 30. Generating this many arenas of passion will help open the world of creative possibilities. Are you excited about inventing a new children's toy or game, household product or tool, a new service for artists, or nonprofit to help retirees? Or maybe it's an international travel shopping service or time-saving device for commuters. Day number 3, find the right stimuli. To push ideas to the next level, ask yourself, what will make my idea both different from and superior to what's currently on the market? Day number 4, what's your problem? The first of 5 creative thinking strategies. Find a problem that you want to solve. Since we know that quantity leads to quality, try to come up with 20 different problems. Day number 5, solving problems and finding new ones. Now, with your 20 problems, do your best to come up with some solutions. Sometimes addressing one problem challenge may help you solve another. Day number 6, adapt an existing idea or technology. Find one or more new technologies that intrigue you. List at least 20 capabilities, features, points of difference, and/or benefits of it. Then, combine it with one of your arenas of passion to create a new product or service concept. For example, an Israeli inventor recently created a low-cost, waterproof bicycle made almost entirely out of specially treated extra-strong cardboard. What other inventions might you create with this kind of cardboard? Day number 7, save money, save time. Create a list of things that waste time or money at work or in your personal life. Pick one or two of these time or money wasters and create a new product or service to address it. Day number 8, facilitate self-actualization. Watch a variety of online speeches, presentations, or YouTube videos from experts in one of your areas of passion. Then, based on what you see, hear, and learn, create at least one big idea for a new product or service that will help people self-actualize. Day number 9, wishing for the impossible and then making it real. We're trained to be realists, but when adults can recapture the unlimited imagination of their childhood, breakthroughs can result. Create a list of at least 20 wishes. Push beyond the mundane or practical and wish for the impossible. Then, look at your list and ask, is there a wish that can inspire a breakthrough new idea if I somehow made the wish practical or real? Day number 10, 3 ideas in 30 minutes. The questioning assumptions technique. The questioning assumptions technique is about uncovering possibilities for new ideas by questioning the assumptions we make about anything and everything in the world around us. So for example, if we question the assumption that a chair has 4 legs, we might come up with the idea for a no-legged or beanbag chair. Pick an arena of interest and try at least 15 assumptions about it. Then create 3 ideas for a new product or service inspired by questioning these assumptions. Day number 11, 20 questions, one big idea. Generate a list of 20 questions to help you think about your creative challenge in a different light. Use prompts such as how can blank, what are blank, how about blank, and if blank. You may discover that the process of asking and answering the questions, you will create a new idea. Day number 12, expecting the connecting, the and technique. Create 5 new products or business ideas by combining a word that represents an area of great passion for you with words that you find by opening a dictionary to random pages. Most new ideas are created by simply combining 2 existing things in a new way. Day number 13, smart move, benefit word mashing. Invent a big idea in an area of passion by mashing it up with one of the following benefit modifiers. 1, smart/thinking. 2, speed/quick. 3, educational. 4, informational. 5, healthy. 6, virtual. 7, digital. 8, futuristic. 9, mobile. Or 10, growing/expanding. For example, what's a smart basketball, cooking pot, travel app, bicycle, lock, or fork? Day 14, transformation transfer, the idea hooking and patent prompting. The patent prompts technique can help you create a new idea by considering a wide variety of different but related new inventions and technologies. Here's how it works. Identify a challenge associated with the design or engineering of one of the new inventions you've conceived thus far. See if you can break down the challenge into 2 words. Search the United States Patent and Trademark Office database using these 2 keywords. Scroll through the list of patents that come up for the search and look for inspiration. Hopefully, by reviewing other related inventions and technologies, you can find principles and mechanisms of action you can adapt, without, of course, infringing the original patent, to help you create more and better ideas of your own. Day number 15, getting hotter all the time. Trend bending. Keep looking for different stimuli to trigger your inherent connection-making ability. Use trend reports from the internet and see if you can bend the trend to a specific area of interest. Ask who, what, when, where, why, and how of each of the trends, and you may discover a new business opportunity. Day number 16, saving the worst for last. To use the worst idea technique, begin by writing a list of the worst ideas you can possibly think of in an area of interest. These ideas should be ridiculous, inappropriate, and stupid. After you make this list, see if you can turn these worst ideas into good ideas by, number 1, doing the exact opposite, or number 2, somehow using this worst idea, modifying it in some way to inspire a good idea. Day 17, final exam, bringing it all together. Combine the techniques covered in the past 8 days, wishing, questioning assumptions, 20 questions, the and technique, idea hooks, trend bending, patent prompts, and the worst idea technique to create at least 3 entirely new big ideas in one of your areas of passion. Choosing, developing, and selling your biggest ideas. With a wealth of big ideas you've created in the past 17 days, it's now time to begin to develop these ideas into marketable propositions for new products and/or services. Day number 18, a simple concept development technique, billboarding. Billboarding enables you to create a kind of elevator speech for your new product or service by helping you identify the idea's key benefits. Like a billboard you'd see on the highway, in the billboard technique, you'll create a headline, a visual, and a tagline for your new idea. Here are the steps. Figure out exactly what your idea is. Consider how it could actually work and give it a name. List all the benefits of the idea. You should be able to come up with 5 or 6. Pick the single most important benefit from your list and create a short headline that communicates the benefit. It doesn't have to be clever, but make sure it's clear. Create a visual that communicates the key benefit or one of the important features of your idea. And finally, create a tagline with a reason someone should believe in your idea. This exercise will help you be explicit about the benefits of your idea so you can clearly and concisely communicate these benefits to others. Day number 19, researching and developing your favorite ideas. You don't have to spend a great deal of money in focus groups to gain critical insights into the market viability of your idea. Start simply by interviewing friends, family, and coworkers. You can also do low or no-cost market research with nonprofits, charities, colleges or universities, or local clubs. Just make sure your research questions are designed to learn, not to sell anyone on your idea. To gain added insights from your research, create prototypes, even rudimentary ones. It's much easier for someone to tell you what they like and what they don't like if you present them with something specific to react to. Day number 20, business building techniques. Let's get visual. To help you develop your best ideas, create a creative war room. Using a whiteboard, corkboard, or entire wall will help you visualize and organize all the components of your big idea in a single place. Think of your creative war room as both a creative problem-solving and project prioritization tool. Fill your idea wall with everything from prototype drawings to names you're considering, from possible PR and advertising campaigns to new sales strategies. Committing your big idea to a physical space will make it more real and help you generate that many more actionable ideas. Day number 21, generating selling concepts. The opportunity redefinition technique. How you plan to market and sell your product or service may be as critical to its success as the actual idea. The opportunity redefinition technique helps you generate innovative new sales programs by more broadly defining, number one, who's doing the selling, number two, how, and three, to whom. To do the technique, you simply create a variety of different who's, how's, and to whom's, and then recombine these words to create a new selling strategy. For instance, maybe you assumed that a traditional salesman would sell your product, but could the who be, number one, a broker, a client, a friend, a freelancer, an overseas agent? Maybe you assumed how you'd sell your product would be with telemarketing, but maybe it's with in-person demos, late-night TV ads, co-marketing, Google keywords, as a premium, etc. And maybe you even assumed you'd be selling your product to, let's say, retirees instead of, number three, doctors, nurses, health insurers, a government agency, medical students, children of retirees, etc. Once you have these lists, you then simply start mixing and matching entries from each list, three at a time, to create literally thousands of new selling strategies. Example, how do we get a broker to use Google keywords to sell our new service to children of retirees? With all of the techniques summarized in 21 days to a big idea, you should never feel you can't create the next big idea to grow and improve your business and your life.